Hello,
good evening. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Rodolfo
What?
Arizona Opinion
What?
Survey? I'm not telling you anything.
Okay.
I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are completely confidential. To begin, I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Did you
Biden.
Vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone
yes,
else?
Yes, Biden.
Thank you.
Biden.
And just
I
to
would
be
never
sure,
vote for Trump. Fuck Trump.
And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'm Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age?
74, be 75 next month.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied. I mean...
And now, I'm going to read you a list... Yes?
Go ahead.
I'm going to read you a short list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress must focus on. And for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. 10 if it's the most important issue, 5 it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all to you. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
I understand the question.
I'm going to read you a list of different issues, and from 0 to 10, tell me how important is for you to have them focus on, the President and Congress. Okay, the first issue, protecting abortion and reproductive rights. From 0 to 10, how important is that issue?
Very important.
From 0 to 10? You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
10, most important. And fighting inflation and improving the economy from 0 to 10?
10.
Reducing crime and gun violence from 0 to 10, how important?
10. 10.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare from 0 to 10?
10.5. 10, 12.
Okay. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job he's doing?
Somewhat approve.
And I would like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very favorable towards them, and 0 that you feel very unfavorable. 50 means that you don't particularly feel favorable or unfavorable. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one, Democrats in Congress. Democrats in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
100.
100. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, how would you rate them from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay. And the last one, Joe Biden. How would you rate Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
75.
Thank you. And now I want you to read a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. And I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. 10, if it's the most important, 5, it's somewhat important, and 0, if it isn't important at all, okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. And we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you so much for your time. The first issue, is banning different tobacco products for adults. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
10.
Preventing underage tobacco use. From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
Reducing 10. Opioid abuse and addictions, including fentanyl.
5.
And removing illegal electronic vapor cigarette products from the market.
10.
Okay. And it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support that? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly
support
oppose?
It. I support it.
Strongly or just somewhat support? Strongly support.
Strong.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support. Support it? Okay.
Yeah,
and
strongly support.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? What do you think? More benefit
more
or more harm? Okay. Much more,
harm.
Or somewhat more harm? Much more harm.
More.
Okay.
Yeah, more.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? What do you think? Should be a top priority, or other issues are more important?
Other issues
are more important right now, okay?
Yeah.
And now we're 75% of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your kindness to help us. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? The first one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products on flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Or harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. So, which is closer to your opinion, the first one or the second one?
First one.
Okay. And now I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. And for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very, or not at all concerned about this happening?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat. And the last one? The last one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned, somewhat, not very, or not at all concerned about
very
this?
Very concerned.
And now we're basically in the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you a short statement people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. And please rate this using a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5, you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10, okay? Just 3. The first one, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning this product will give the authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. From 0 to 10, strongly agree with that, or not at all? Or some agree? strongly agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the last two?
Yeah.
Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addiction. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. I agree with that from 0 to 10.
10.
Strongly agree with that, okay? And the last one.
Yeah.
Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree with that?
I agree with that.
Okay, is that a 10? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Strongly agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but let me ask you again, please. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I strongly support.
And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. Is this strongly support or just somewhat? Sorry.
Strongly support.
And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adult 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Run that by me again.
Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More benefit.
Okay. Much more or somewhat more benefit?
Much more.
And would you be more likely or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults or would have no impact on your decision of who to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less willing, or have no impact?
The very first one.
Okay, much more willing. And in
yeah.
the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, electronic cigarette or e-vapor products, yes or no?
No. I don't.
Heat-not-burn tobacco products?
What's that?
No. Heat-not-burn tobacco products, yes or no?
No. No.
What about liquor or spirits? Yes or no?
I don't drink.
Pipe tobacco?
I don't smoke. So.
Coffee?
No, I don't even drink coffee. Neither keeps me up at night.
Okay. And what about oral nicotine pouches? No?
What about them?
In the past 30 days, have you used any of those?
Oh, no.
No? Okay. And wine?
No.
Soda or pop?
Nope.
Beer?
Beer. I drank some a month ago.
Okay. And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
What's that? Smokeless tobacco what?
Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew.
Oh, no.
No? Okay. Cigarettes? Normal cigarettes?
Nope.
And cigars?
And what?
Cigars. Normal cigars.
No, okay. I don't smoke, period.
Okay, thank you so much. And as we conclude the survey, I have to ask you the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of an union or employee association?
No.
And how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
What about it?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
And okay, no. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time.
Okay.
Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great evening.
De nada.
Thank you.
Bye. Adios.